Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, the 16th day of May 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours at least. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We will also have open phones today on all the different things happening in the world. Dominique Strauss-Kahn and the upcoming indictment. Arrested for reportedly now, first it was attempted forced oral sex, then attempted sodomy. Now they're saying sodomy of a 32-year-old maid in his $3,000 a night taxpayer-paid-for hotel room. Remember, U.S. taxpayers finance the IMF and the World Bank. I was also reading how they keep on every French Airways airline, They keep a seat open for him. And I guess if it's full, they just throw somebody out of the first-class seat for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was going to be the socialist candidate, they're reporting, to run against Nicolas Sarkozy. And French polls showed that he was going to win. An international banker head who openly goes in and destroys third-world countries and puts loan-sharking level interest rates on them, IMF World Bank maneuvering the U.S. towards debt insolvency and the loss of the AAA rating, but he was set to be the leader of the Socialist Party. The bankers want you under socialism. What is in the Communist Manifesto, financed by the big British banks over 120 years ago? What is in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto? A graduated income tax, a central bank. A private central bank. I mean, they wrote this to collectivize your wealth so they can control the general population, so the general population is on their payroll, and the rest of the public is being sucked off of by them, and then they basically transfer our wealth. So I'm going to be going over that because it's very interesting timing. The word is, and more lawsuits are being filed, one by a prominent reporter, that Kahn began acting like a wild, quote, chimpanzee, ripping her clothes off and, quote, hunching on her. So that standard globalist operating procedure. They are like a bunch of demonic wild chimpanzees. Kahn, the evidence shows, just likes to jump women, which is bad enough. Paul Watson has a detailed report that is very painful to read, and it's 4 pages long, and I'm not a newsreader, but I will struggle through this. Coming up later in the hour, globalists like to rape women as well as nations. And it gets into the cases of the little dungeons with little kids in them with the top EU people. And then the police even come to the house as little girls beg, but they don't help them. And then they starve the little girls to death is how they like to do it. Because and again, it's not just the raping them they enjoy. It's the begging and the pleading. The longer, the better. That's their favorite thing. That's why the UN gets caught all over the world injecting kids with syphilis and live polio, because that's their religion. The more innocent, the more good, the more decent, the more these pit demons enjoy torturing them to death. And I mentioned some of this yesterday. And without me even asking, obviously Watson was listening last night. He did a full detailed report with hyperlinks to mainstream news admitting all of this. So I thought we'd look at the mindset of these predators so we can understand them. I mean, you've got to at least be somebody chasing after male pages or who likes to rape women to be in their club. But you don't rise to the highest levels unless you like little children down in torture dungeons. And then you go right to the top. We'll be talking about our rulers, our owners, the psychopathic child torturers on the other side. Stay with us.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is Monday, the 16th day of May, 2011. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, will be joining us coming up about an hour and a half from now to give us his take on the exploding unrest in the Middle East that we're going to be breaking down. The latest on Fukushima, which has continued to have explosions and fires and smoke with radiation off the charts. One correction. Listeners didn't correct me. I went and looked it up last night after the show. They had reported 10 million times safe levels of or normal levels of radiation. I looked that up, and that was the equivalent of, you know, flying by a exploding star. That was a misreading, I believe, and that's what they later said. Then they said that it was over 7 million. I believe that's a misreading. It's 7,500 times safe levels were confirmed over a month ago in the ocean right off Fukushima, and that was in the Associated Press and ABC News. So I said 7 million times last night, and obviously it was not 7 million times. Okay, let me we'll also talk to Joel Skousen about the bin Laden situation, the Dominique Strauss-Kahn. We'll cover a whole raft, a whole laundry list of issues with him. Obviously, I should talk some about Ron Paul declaring late last week that he will be running for president, but that's really old news for this audience. It's the right thing to do. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win the nomination or the presidency after that, he will win in the realm of ideas. I mean, if you thought it was pertinent 3 years ago with him up there nationally on in the big debates, bringing up that it's not conservative to launch all these preemptive imperial wars, that the dollar's being devalued, that we have an inflation tax, that a world government is being established by the crooks at the IMF and the World Bank. Now imagine how powerful that information is going to be when Ron Paul's up there calling for an audit of the Fed on national television, in the debates, in his TV ads. It will only further mainline the true Americana constitutionalist movement against the globalist. And you notice Ron Paul is out in the news all over the weekend without even trying to watch television. I saw him here in the break room last night on Fox. I saw him on CNN when I was at a restaurant last night on the big screen TV talking about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. And he pointed out that these are the types of people that we have running the IMF and World Bank. Here is the Fox News headline. IMF implicated after chief arrested on attempted rape charge. Ron Paul says these are the kind of people that are running the IMF, and we want to turn world finances and control of the money supply over to them, Paul said, continuing to quote, that should awaken everybody to the fact that they ought to look into the IMF and find out why we shouldn't be sacrificing more sovereignty to an organization like that and an individual like he was. And he went on to say we should not hand over world government power to this individual. He went on to say, I would like a sound American currency, but others want to go to a world currency. They want to use the IMF as the model, Ron Paul said. So there's Ron Paul with real issues. And every show he goes on that I catch, they say, what about you saying you didn't want to kill Osama bin Laden? And Ron Paul says, that's not what I said. In fact, it's been Ron Paul since 2001 when he plays along with the official fable saying, look, we shouldn't have spent trillions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. Remember our media said Osama bin Laden was in Iraq too? Oh, he'd run from Afghanistan to Iraq and they had the airplanes grounded that they were doing al-Qaeda hijacking drills in, and it was all made up. But Ron Paul said, instead of spending these trillions of dollars and killing a million Iraqis, why didn't we just send special forces in to kill bin Laden? Because there were all those reports that special forces had him in their sights but weren't ever allowed to kill him. Well, it's just like the Deputy Secretary of State came out last week under Colin Powell and said, look, Bush didn't want him dead. He wanted to use him as a boogeyman. Well, of course they did. What did Governor Ridge, in a book now written 2 years ago, say? He was ordered to issue fake terror alerts, Homeland Security, as a political stunt to get support of President Bush's policies. And what do you think Obama's doing now with his new terror alert system and individualized text and video break-ins over your phone and TV set and radio? This is the federal government moving towards taking over the media and acclimating us first with short break-ins and text to more and more government break-ins. So when they finally totally drop the hammer and take over all media so they can put out their message so there's no resistance when they set off a nuke in a city or a small town. Notice al-Qaeda wants to target small towns now with nukes. That is in the latest documents found in the million pages of documents found in the al-Qaeda hovel, the al-Qaeda warren, the al-Qaeda rat hole, a spider nest. Now so Obama can personalize this 10-year saga with bin Laden. Bin Laden wanted to kill Obama. And Obama's tough, man. He got even with that guy. He's tough. I mean, you can just imagine how they would script this to make them look like heroes and sell the police state, and that's what they're going to come out with. Because they sit around and say, let's say we got a million pages. We can make up whatever we want forever. Let's say that we are not going to release the photo because nobody will believe it anyways, and we threw it in the ocean, but we've got the Navy SEAL video cam feeds, but they're so shaky that when we release it, you won't be able to tell what you're looking at. And let's shoot him from the side. Let's get one of the lookalikes in there and shoot him from the side. Well, hey, boss, we got caught releasing all those other fake ones. They won't remember that. They love hating a foreigner. Yeah. I mean, you can see how this is all going down. So that's just some of what I've got there. I don't even feel worthy to bring you information of this magnitude. I don't. And as things get darker and darker, as everything that we've basically broken down begins to manifest itself, as we follow the globalist roadmap, we're just following their blueprint and tracking where they're going to go next. It's not very hard to really do this job. It's not hard to understand the information. It is hard to face it every day. It is hard to continue to track it and to have to look at the crimes of these people and watch them get away with it. It is very, very frustrating. And it makes me want to not run and hide. Run and hide is not the word. It's not run and hide out of fear. It's more, I just want to imagine this isn't going on. I mean, the deeper I get into this, the more I confirm my worst fears and concerns. I mean, it's always worse than I originally thought. The arrogance, how bold they are, what they've gotten away with, how vicious this ruling class is, what they're into, who they are. It just makes me want to move to Wyoming and buy a tiny cabin and selfishly have a farm and just disappear and never be seen again. And I'm going to be honest with the listeners of this show. If I thought that this corruption would just kind of stagnate where it is, and that I could just get away from it and be left alone, it would be a temptation very hard to turn down to remove myself from this equation and drive 50 miles once a week to a grocery store and see no one and be around no one. That really is what I lust after. Not power, not money, not women, not fame. All of that is actually a curse. It really is. Instead, I realize I do need some money and power to just protect myself to a certain extent so that I can defend myself if I'm going to continue down this road. I have just learned too much about human nature. I have gone over the mountain, I guess you could say, and I am changing. I don't want to sit here and talk about myself. But here's what I have to say. I will not leave. I will never leave. I will never stop. Because my flesh wants to just get away from all of this and go hide somewhere. Again, not even out of fear. The fighter in me wants to fight these people. But at the same time, my selfish side just wants to be separate from them. But I realize I can't go run and hide. You can't go hide in a farmhouse and get away from these people. It is not going to go away. It's going to get worse. And it's those of us that want to be left alone that the system is coming after. There is an obsession coast to coast with raiding organic farmer markets with cops with guns drawn to act like it's dirty and bad and evil to have a farmer's market. We see countless surveillance videos coming in of just cops freaking out, slamming people down on the ground who were selling rutabaga and strawberries. They'll do year-long $500,000 investigations of Amish people publicly and legally selling milk just to act like and fool the domesticated jury. See, it's all part of theater. That we had an investigation and we did this and here's how we got the milk and how we sold it. So the dumbed down domesticated jury that doesn't know how to screw in a light bulb thinks that coining your own silver coins is illegal or selling your neighbor's milk is illegal. And then I realize how the feds do all this premeditatedly, and they know they're putting on a show, and they like it, and they're just sadomasochistic bullies. And they had a big 60 Minutes special last night. I just can't handle it.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program, and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
System is being overthrown. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, private property rights. It's in shreds. It's on fire. Most of it is already ashes. It can be resurrected anytime we rediscover it and enforce it by educating others, by standing up, by filing lawsuits against criminals and government. There's a whole cocktail of things you can do to resist them. But the system is now demonizing anyone that points this out and coming after them. And they are harassing anyone who simply tries to be left alone. They want you to be part of this Babylon system. They want you to take the poison vaccines. They want you to have the cell phones and fry your brain. They want you to take the prescription drugs that they know are killing you. They openly in Europe have now put in Codex Alimentarius, are banning vitamin C over the counter in most nations. I read those articles last week. I mean, they are coming for everybody. Big business is openly writing the laws to shut down their competition. Big business openly gets to keep their coal power plants. Everybody else gets them shut down. The big establishment boys get to lobby and get waivers from having to buy health care for their employees. You've got to buy it. And if you stand up and say, I'm not going to do this, this is unconstitutional and it's discriminatory, you're not enforcing this uniformly, they will come and arrest you. And they have federal juries that they kept seated of hand-picked evil people. Evil people and useful idiots and others who will send a baby kitten to the gas chamber for murder. They would send a rock to the gallows. 98% conviction rate. 98% conviction rate. And I've seen much of an incredible 60 Minutes piece last night. We're going to post this 60 Minutes piece, Demonizing Sovereign Citizens, up on Infowars.com. Jaron brought it to my attention this morning. A look at the sovereign citizen movement. And they go on to say, well, most of them are 30-year-old males. They've lost their job, and they don't have any money, and they're terrorists, and we want to arrest them, and they're evil. And they think they're above the law. No, it's the UN and the bureaucrats that have the diplomatic immunity and are allowed to engage in all these crimes. It's the IMF and World Bank as the front groups for the private central banks that have gotten $27 trillion of American taxpayer money at least in the last 3 years and won't tell Congress where the money went, but we found out where some of it went. It went to private individuals. You're the people that are above the law because you say you are. Bush put memos out saying, well, torture's illegal unless I say we can. That's above the law. In those White House memos put out by John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez saying, well, if the president says it, Nixon tried that. And no, the president's not above the law. Nobody is above the law. Not Dominique Strauss-Kahn, not any of them. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to spend a lot of time in the third hour on the sovereign citizen movement. That is an entire spectrum of ideas and people. Some of it I don't agree with and I think is criminal. Most of it is absolutely legitimate and makes sense. Here's a point I want to make. This morning I heard local talk radio news playing national news, and Fox Radio was saying, well, Texas, you know, the House and the Senate passed the law, and it's expected to go to Governor Perry's desk to say it's against the law for the TSA to stick their hands on people's genitals on the outside or the inside of the pants. But it doesn't matter. It's really only ceremonial because the federal law trumps it. Well, you know what? I've had constitutional lawyers on, but I've also read the TSA regulations. These are regulations put out by Homeland Security. And Homeland Security just says, we can do whatever we want. We can download your iPad, your iPhone, your laptop with no warrant. Really, FBI agent can't do that. That's because it's all been litigated out with the FBI agents. They've got to at least follow most of the Bill of Rights Constitution. A local state police cop in New Hampshire or Texas or Oklahoma can't do that. Why can these people in little blue outfits do it? I mean, can a state police officer just pull up at a park and say, I just want to stick my hands down your pants, you might be a terrorist? No, you're innocent until proven guilty. There's due process, but they create these little federal reservations, and they say they're above the law on radiation testing from the scanners. Every other system run by doctors, you name it, has to be checked every month by radiologists, but not this. It's just exempt because an agency said so. And we're exempt from federal and state laws on sexual molestation and assault. We're allowed to do it. Sworn cops can't do it. Sworn FBI can't do it. Secret Service can't do it. But this new group can do it. Now, that's a sovereign government pimp. not a sovereign citizen. And see, if citizens aren't sovereign and have basic rights, then we have government gods. Somebody's got rights. They're saying we don't have them, but they do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
We've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Okay. Finishing up the point I was trying to get to, in the third hour, I'm going to talk more about what sovereign citizens are, what constitutionalists are, and how the media and the government are trying to imply that anybody that argues with any edict of a federal or state agency is some type of bizarre, dangerous, crazy terrorist. And that's basically what the 60 Minutes hit piece did last night. Is talk about 300 plus thousand, they estimate, and it's a lot more than that, folks that call themselves sovereign citizens who aren't paying the income tax, who aren't paying the property tax, and most of them have just decided that if they ever try to take me into jail, I'm going to go ahead and stand up against them, and that's the end of it. And they admit in the piece they're people that have been pushed to the edge, and that's what happens. And meanwhile, the illegal aliens are the real sovereign citizens. Most of them don't pay taxes. They have fake IDs or no IDs. But the cops have been told, leave them alone. They're part of the system here driving down wages. When we legalize them, they'll vote to take the guns. We're going to use the illegals as our voting block and our army against the American people. And that's what the Ford Foundation and others are on record setting up. So they're a group that is literally above the constitutional laws because they're allied with the IMF, World Bank type people. Let me get my coffee here. Because they're allied with the folks who at the top have set up this world government where they are exempt from the laws that they pass for us, the little people. That's kind of like Congress exempting itself from Social Security and every other major program they foist upon the American people. That's always a big telltale sign of serious tyranny. Now, I could go on for a long time along this point, but as I said, I'm going to get into it more and play part of the 60 Minutes piece and analyze it coming up in the third hour today. We do have Joel Skousen coming up who's going to join us. When I get on air and I say that I don't feel worthy to cover this information, by worthy, this information is so horrible, so evil, that it's something that all people should be standing up and fighting. And that the more gifted researchers and legal minds and law enforcement people should be turning their energies towards. But really, everybody sees corruption as something that somebody else who's got more answers or somebody else who's more well-spoken should have to deal with. But at the end of the day, justice falls to all of us. When we attempt to always give that responsibility to somebody else or some other group, invariably the groups that we empower to keep us safe and to be guardians of the republic become corrupted, become overtaken. And we see more and more corrupt people being recruited into those positions until the entire power structure is run by very abusive, evil, avarice-filled, bloodthirsty type of personages. And if you've looked at history, that's the norm. That's why every philosopher worth their salt has pointed out that if you want to know what's happening currently and you want to know what's going to happen in the future, all you need to do is study history, because societies, empires, individuals, religions, philosophies, they all basically go through the same cycles and permutations. And we have definitely come into a very, very dangerous time period in our society. I think the best thing for me to do is to just read in its entirety this article by Paul Joseph Watson. Globalists like to rape women as well as nations. And this is a very important article because every claim, every statement that is made here is directly linked to the actual court records, documents, mainstream media reports. And knowing all of these cases that are in the article, I have to say that it's actually only the surface of it, even though this article basically sounds like it's off the charts. Reality, the full import of the reality is so much worse. I mean, just to watch the Associated Press video that is posted in this article of Dominique Strauss-Kahn proudly being led out of the police car and bugging his eyes out hatefully at the police and trying to intimidate them. And the police, generally in that culture, worship power, and so they are definitely freaked out by him. They didn't even handcuff him when they picked him up from the airport off of the French Airways jet. And then once they bring him in, the way he is strutting around, I mean, you can just see what an avarice-filled bull this guy is. And this is the globalist religion. It's about dominating innocence. It's about forcing yourself on people. The last thing I would ever want to do, but that's because I'm normal, somewhat normal, you know, at least from my perspective, I am. The entire thrill is in the woman wanting you. I am repulsed by what you know, many globalist philosophers have talked about, taking the woman, forcing yourself. I mean, that just doesn't even compute. But in that aggressive stance, in that mindset, is the essence of the globalist. And so somebody like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who has a long history of being accused of trying to force himself on women, i.e. rape them, that is basically just a doorway, a window into the wider world of the New World Order. And this is what goes on at Bohemian Grove. It's what goes on at Skull and Bones. It's what goes on in the halls of Congress. And it's their attitude. And that's why they go after the Amish. It's why they go after the little farms selling tomatoes up on the highway, or peaches, or pecans. It's why they seek out anyone who just wants to be wholesome and good and strong. See, I never get sick of walking around in the woods. I never get tired of looking out onto a lake. I never get tired of watching birds hop around in my backyard in the tree. I never get tired of reading dozens and dozens of books to my children every day. I never get tired of cheese enchiladas. I never get tired of the way my wife looks. I don't need more. I don't need to do twisted to find satisfaction. I have complete satisfaction in what I was designed to be. I'm not aberrant. You understand that? And this whole culture and system sells us that we're not fulfilled and we're not happy in what is seen as vanilla, plain Jane. And so when you're really intellectual, you're into this, you're into that. And when you study history, this is what Caligula did. This is what Nero did. This is what the Chinese emperors did. This is what the Aztecs did. Every culture degenerates as psychopaths start getting into power and sociopaths that serve them. And then cultures aren't about intellect and engineering and being explorers and trailblazers. It's always the explorers and trailblazers and hard workers that build the civilization. And then the parasites come in. They take control. They sell you on public torture and death, as the Romans did. They try to infect the general population and basically convert things over to their system. I liken it to John Carpenter's The Thing, where you dig it up out of the snow and it absorbs you and becomes you, and then basically turns you into something else, though on the surface you look normal. And so I'm going to read this article now, and I would challenge folks to go through this, check every link, check it for yourself, because it starts with just the latest with Kahn. The wrath of Kahn, and then it gets into just a few examples of the legions of small children begging for help with the police doing nothing to help them. I remember Times of London article 12 years ago where women broke out of a, that time it was a Rothschild-owned castle, and got to the local police station and got to the media. And then when the police went, there were women, you know, dead in these cages, and they dug up a bunch of dead women, but then it was all swept under the rug. And see, France has had these vampiric-like people operating there for more than 1,000 years. Oh, they die, but they might as well be vampires. With every legend, there is a truth. And it continues. Globalists like to rape women as well as nations. Now, let's go over this. Given the fact that Dominique Strauss-Kahn and other top globalists are intent on raping the national and monetary sovereignty of countries in pursuit of their New World Order, it is no surprise that they also seem preoccupied with raping women amongst a host of other sordid and predatory perversions. Remember that Nero would dress up as a werewolf at the big Roman parties at his palace, with everybody laying on the floor with the low tables eating, and that they would then chain a beautiful slave down, and he dressed in a wolf skin, he would come and rip their throats out being sprayed with blood. That's mainline stuff. Now, down the road, Caligula, that's mainline history, Caligula wanted to insult everyone, so he married his horse. And he would have the Roman priest, instead of splitting the gut of a bull and reading the guts, instead of tea leaves, he would have them read the horse manure. Now, continuing with this article, globalists like to rape women as well as other nations. Strauss-Kahn was pulled off a jet at Kennedy Airport in New York by police Sunday after a hotel maid accused him of attacking and attempting to sodomize her. The fact that Strauss-Kahn left his mobile phone in the hotel room suggests he tried to make a quick getaway. However, it's not the first time the IMF chief has been accused of rape. French writer Tristan Bannon is now considering legal action after Strauss-Kahn for alleged sexual molestation that occurred in 2002. And people are scared of powerful folks and a lot of times won't report it till later. According to Bannon, during the course of an interview, Strauss-Kahn acted like a rutting chimpanzee as he violently attempted to tear off her clothes. Strauss-Kahn's alleged penchant for sexual assaulting women brings to mind the claims against his fellow globalist Al Gore, which became public last year. Masseuse Molly Haggerty alleges that Gore invited her to his hotel room before pinning her down like a crazed sex poodle before groping her as she struggled to escape. Well, he did more than that. He hunched on her like a rutting chimpanzee till he, and she reportedly has the clothing to prove it, but the cops don't want it. But Gore's behavior is relatively tame compared to former President Bill Clinton. Juanita Broderick went public in 98 to claim that Clinton raped her 2 decades earlier. Broderick alleged that Clinton forced her down on a bed in a hotel room, tore away her underwear, and began aggressively raping her while biting her lips. Well, he bit her to hold her down. That's Ted Bundy stuff. As she begged him to stop. Although Clinton denied the charges, he agreed to pay $850,000 to her in a settlement to avoid the case going to court. A lot of money for someone who claims he did nothing, as Larry Elder wrote. Despite the fact that Clinton publicly lied to the American people during the Monica Lewinsky scandal when he said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," the numerous other women who have alleged affairs or who claim they have been raped or molested by Clinton were all dismissed as liars because the feminists actually like this. Feminism isn't about empowering women. It's about creating a cult of women to break up the family, to isolate them so they can be sterilized and forced to work as slaves in the factories. And so the state gets the kids. Continuing, we're all dismissed as liars by the corporate media, just as Lewinsky was branded deceitful before she produced the semen-stained dress that proved her story was true, and just as Jennifer Flowers was also savaged by the establishment before Clinton, during the Paula Jones deposition, was forced to admit he did indeed have sex with Flowers. However, sexual molestation of women only scratches the surface of the deep and sordid circles that the power elite prefer to move in when it comes to acting out their forbidden perversions. Politicians such as Larry Craig and Mark Foley are lightweights in comparison to the horrors. Both those guys work closely in stopping crimes against children. They help run the groups that protect the children. Politicians such as Larry Craig and Mark Foley are lightweights in comparison to the horrors of the underground sex child trafficking networks run exclusively for the pleasure of the elite. As we documented, almost every major pedophile network that has come under public knowledge has included tentacles that stretch high to the upper echelons of the global power structure. And he could give you hundreds of examples. He just gives a few. On June 29th, 1989, the Washington Times, Paul M. Rodriguez and George Archibald reported on Washington, D.C. prostitution ring that had intimate connections with the White House all the way up to President George H.W. Bush. Male prostitutes have been given access to the White House. And the article also cited evidence of abduction and use of minors for sexual perversion. Congressman Barney Frank, underage prostitutes out of his house. He gave a press conference and he slapped his hand down on the table and he said, "You're going to drop this right now or I'm going to start giving names to Congress." And the FBI went, "Yes, sir. Have all the little kids you want." He said, "That's right." That's how it works. So you got to ask why they're busting Khan right now. Well, he is the big socialist leader set to run against Sarkozy, the globalist minion. So there's probably a little inner power struggle. You know, they're normally allowed to do this, but now you're in trouble.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Okay, continuing with this article, we have links to all the mainstream news articles with the credit card slips of the underage pleasure slaves at the White House. And then it continues with the articles from 2005 with James Dale Guckert, known as Jeff Gannon, the gay porn star, bringing in hundreds of male escorts into the White House on hundreds of occasions. And then it continues, in almost every case, human trafficking for child sex slavery, from Chile to Australia to Bosnia to Portugal to Belgium. Court proceedings get shut down or diverted when a clear connection to the elites arises. In the mid-1990s, and this caused national riots and demonstrations, convicted child rapist Mark Dornanu built a secret prison cell in his basement where he kept abducted young girls hostage at the behest of what he called a big crime ring, which in 2004 court case was brought by many to encompass some of Belgium's top politicians, judges, and policemen. See, psychopaths are into authority, and so that's why they want to be cops, they want to be judges, they want to be politicians. They don't want to be left alone. They don't want to just have freedom to be sovereign and free. They want to run your life. They want to have their people stick their hands down your pants. They want to break your will. The reason why it took so long to apprehend Dornanu was he was being illegally protected by the same individuals. And Watson has links to those mainstream articles. Material witnesses at the trial described child sex parties involving judges, politicians, bankers, and members of the royal family. Victims that managed to survive, most were butchered snuff style, after being raped, verified the claims. Police actually visited Dornanu's home and heard the cries for help from children concealed in his basement, yet believed Dornanu's explanation that the sounds were coming from kids playing soccer in the street. He was eventually convicted for his role in the pedophile ring, but the involvement of the elite of the country was never properly investigated. And then the article continues, after DynCorp and Halliburton contractors were exposed as having operated child prostitution rackets, we have links to mainstream articles there, in the Balkans in the late 90s onwards, and more recently, in the case of Halliburton, Representative Cynthia McKinney attempted to get answers as to why the U.S. government continued to do business with these corporations. On March 11th, 2010, we have a video link there, McKinney grilled Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers core scandal and its protection by the U.S. government. They responded by saying that they had been put in the penalty box for a short period, but were now being given government contracts. And she pointed out they were never stopped from getting government contracts. See, they don't even get in trouble because they have this globalist fake immunity because they say they do. Just like TSA is saying, we don't care what Texas says or does. We're still going to stick our hands down your daughter's pants because we like it, because we're your bosses, because we own you. We're going to sexually molest you publicly. In late 2005, Halliburton subsidiary KBR and DynCorp lobbyists worked in tandem with the Pentagon to stall legislation that would specifically ban trafficking in humans for forced labor and prostitution by U.S. contractors. We have a link there to the Chicago Tribune. They publicly have lobbyists for the white slavery. I mean, see, ladies and gentlemen, so why is Khan getting in trouble when he reportedly does this all the time? Well, obviously, this is some infighting by the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.